First of all, Susan, can you tell me what are biological greenhouse gas emissions? Like, where do they come from?
Sure. I think we're pretty familiar with the language greenhouse gas emissions, so most of us think about carbon dioxide. There are other greenhouse gases like nitrous oxide and methane that are particularly potent greenhouse gases and contribute to our total carbon emissions into the atmosphere. Some of those come from industrial processes, but they also come from biological processes, and they're part of the normal growth, development, and decay cycles for plants and animals. So some examples that I could give you are when a tree dies in the forest and falls to the ground, microorganisms over time help with the decay process, and that decaying tree will naturally give off carbon dioxide and methane. In our managed systems like agriculture and forestry that work with biological entities, plants and animals, we see some particular sources of biological greenhouse gases. Those are things like methane that comes from manure and from livestock production. And we see lots of carbon dioxide that comes from soils that are worked in the process of growing our crops.
Well, I guess certainly people have kind of joked about this idea of livestock or cattle giving off methane and having to put a cap on them. Is that the sort of thing that you're talking about?
In fact, yes. Our livestock in the province of Alberta do contribute to our total greenhouse gas emission. And they do that in a couple of different ways. There's definitely emissions associated with the manure that they produce. And when we look at cattle with their multi-chambered stomachs, they also give off methane as a part of their normal digestive process. So I sometimes joke that we might need to develop Beano for cows. It would help with our methane emission reductions. It's a challenging problem, I guess, and one that we're seeking some solutions for.
If you look at the big picture, how significant are these biological sources in terms of greenhouse gas emissions?
One of the challenges that we deal with biological greenhouse gas emissions is that unlike industrial emissions that tend to be point source located with a particular smokestack, if you will, these tend to be very diverse. So if you can imagine a field full of cattle, and I'm sorry to keep picking on the agriculture community, but if you look at rangeland with cattle spread across it, how do you capture what's being emitted from a group of animals? Much more challenging. When it comes to the actual amount of emissions, we know that it's quite significant because we can simply roll up the numbers. In a laboratory environment, we can measure emissions associated with individual processes, and we extrapolate those out to the total provincial emissions. So they are certainly not insignificant and worth managing because, of course, Alberta has set very significant targets for emission reductions, and this is a part of that.
Alberta Innovates BioSolutions has embarked on a program called Biological Greenhouse Gas Management. In a nutshell, what is this program?
The program that AI Bio is managing is actually being funded by the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. They're providing the funds, and Alberta Innovates BioSolutions is a service provider in helping them to achieve their goals of supporting emission reductions across the province. The program is one which will support research and development in the area of biological emission reductions and also looking at the opportunities for biological carbon sequestration, because that's the other side of the coin. All of the carbon that exists on Earth, biological carbon, exists because of the activity of plants through photosynthesis. So there is also the opportunity to use the plants that we have in the province to help us sequester even more carbon out of the atmosphere. The way that the program works is to fund research and to fund demonstration projects and to help plug up the gaps in our understanding and overcome the barriers that are currently in place to prevent emissions management.
Now, for you, this is actually a new program. It only just was announced a few months ago. What are some of the things that you're going to try to do on this research side? What are you looking for?
The research is organized into two general categories. We have some large projects that we envision rolling out, and they're in development now, and they're at that demonstration scale. In order to deliver those, we need to harness the tremendous expertise in Campus Alberta, and we need to work very closely with our government ministry partners, and we also need to work with our industry stakeholders, pulling together the power of all of those different groups to roll out demonstration projects that will act as a template for how we might go ahead and actually manage the emissions. So those demonstration projects will be on the agriculture side. They will also be in the forest area. And we're hoping to be working with some of our municipal partners looking at new strategies or new innovations in their municipal waste handling. We also have some much smaller projects with a shorter timeline, and they're intended to address significant and very specific scientific questions. So they're sort of one-year quick projects that will help us move the yardstick in those areas.
Well, let's drill down a little bit more on that. Can you give me some specific examples, perhaps in that last category?
Sure. We have some projects that are being developed right now, one which looks, for example, at the role that some of the waste stream materials from forestry might offer in developing new products, one that looks specifically at biochar, which is a product that comes from a high temperature and pressure conversion of the tops and branches that are not used by the forest industry. And when converted into biochar, might act as an excellent filtration tool for some of the wastewater that is used by our oil and gas industries. So it's an integration of different industrial roles that helps with ultimately reducing the greenhouse gas emissions from both sectors.
The funding for this program, where is it coming from, how much have you got, and what's your timeline?
Good questions. The money, as I mentioned before, is coming from the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation, which manages a fund by the same name. That fund is generated by contributions from the large final emitters in the province who pay a $15 per ton of carbon dioxide equivalent that's emitted over 100,000 tons per year, and they pay into a fund. That fund is being used for technology developments in the area to help address greenhouse gas emissions. So a portion of that fund, some $8.4 million, is being invested out of the fund over a three-year period to support this research and development projects and the administration of those projects.
Once you get all this research done, how is that going to be used or applied to help us sort of deal with this whole greenhouse gas emissions problem that is happening in Alberta, across Canada, and around the world?
One of the goals of the program is to advance our scientific understanding of the carbon cycling and the processes by which biological greenhouse gas emission actually happens, and of course that other side of biological carbon sequestration. One of the examples that I can give you is that Alberta has advanced their carbon offset system. And it's quite unique, and it seems to be working very well. It provides another opportunity for those large final emitters, and it also helps us track where our biological and our non-biological emission reductions are occurring. We believe that there may be room for even more protocols to help support that offset system, but in order for a good, resilient, and verifiable protocol to exist, it relies on good, credible science. So one of the roles of this program is to help produce the good, credible science, which down the road industries could use to develop a protocol.
Thank you very much, Susan.
You're most welcome. It's always a pleasure. And I would encourage researchers or industries who are interested in this area to contact me directly.
Thank you.